In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Internet Explorers. We have a great show for you today. We're going to be surfing the gnar of the internet waves really hard right now, course, as the presidential election and the votes are still coming in. But we know you guys are tuning into us, the most important news source on the internet for all of your fun facts and fun clips. And probably I have a fun trailer for you guys to watch today from one of my friends who made a movie. And so I can't wait for that. With me today, as always, is my internet partner, Andy Cortez. Do I need to do the whole thing, Andy?
I'd love to see you try it.
Okay, let me see if I can do it from memory. The rootin' tootin' filet of fish, Arby's, Robert Downey Jr. was great on the Letterman interview show.
Keep going, yeah.
Clicking heads and sleeping in beds.
Yep,
that's loving redheads.
The Nugget Dominator.
I don't know. He
does nuggets, but he puts them in his mouth. Mr. Andy Cortez from the RGV.
I can't believe you got it.
And of course, rounding out the trio of insane human beings on this, the end of the world day, baby, is the big dog, Kevin Coelho, or as I like to call him, Roof Roof.
The roof roof thing has grown on me quite a bit, if I'm honest.
It really is this sort of awful shared universe that you have to watch every show that we do in order to get all the jokes. And they're not even jokes.
They're not even good. Even if the ones that are like somewhat resemble jokes, they're just piss poor what we do here.
Nick.
Yes, sir.
If I can regale you with an anecdote about something that you gave me that was going to make my life better, but in fact made my life worse and painful emotionally.
Sorry.
Remember you ended up giving me the spicy nugs
coupons? Oh, the coupons.
Yeah.
So, did that work?
No, the first one worked. So you gave me two. First one worked, very excited, made my life way better. Second one, I went maybe 2 weeks ago, and I was like, "Hey, I got this coupon. Let me get some spicy nugs." And the lady was like, "Oh, no, we don't have those." And I'm like, listen to me. Do you not have them today or are they discontinued?
Yeah.
And she was like, "I think it's just a today thing." I was like, okay.
Oh, thank God.
So a week later, I was like, oh, man. I only have till
back.
The first.
He was like, he put it on his calendar a week later. I'm going back.
Well, it's one of those things. I left it. I legitimately left it in my car. So I was like, I'm in my car again. I'm driving around doing a million things. So I might as well try again. I went back. Didn't have them. I went to a different Mickey D's. They also didn't have it. The last one told me, hey, yeah, these aren't a thing anymore. So it was kind of a bummer.
There's no way.
Isn't it sad?
So they discontinued spicy nugs?
It was a limited time thing. And from my understanding, across the country, some people still have it. So
do you think,
go to your local McDonald's and find out if they still have it. And if they do, you order some and you enjoy them because they might be your last time.
Do you think
if the Nug Dome were more popular, we could have
this. Can't get any more popular than it was.
See, like, literally. I mean, say that, but the numbers, you know.
It is one of our top performing videos on our channel, which tells you something about our channel.
Yeah.
I hate that I don't know if you guys are telling the truth or
it's
not.
30K views. Exactly. It's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
It's better than most of our stuff. Yeah.
I think it's like 30K, honestly, something like that. It's definitely it's definitely way up there, which makes me happy because of the amount. I feel like with most KFAF videos, it's always, God, I put a lot of fucking work into this. And then it's like 13K, 14K. But this is a lot of work going into it. And I think it's around 30-ish K. But also kind of a nice, like, fitting send-off, Nick. Nice little fitting send-off for the show.
It was nice. And it was good to be rewarded for all that hard work. And it was good to just finally illuminate how crazy Greg Miller really is.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people think – I went over literally just to get him to do a testimonial on – the spicy nuggets. He was just dressed like that already. He just does that on the weekends.
Oh, okay. It was, yeah. Oh, gotcha. You kind of made it. It's one of those like real moments, a reality TV show moment.
Yeah, we caught him. We caught him sleeping.
Kevin, I agree with you, Kevin. I sort of experienced that in a very, very bad way. Your shortage of the spicy nugs.
Oh yeah.
And it's one of those things that you don't want to believe. Yeah. You want to assume that maybe the masses out there are lying to us, Kevin.
Yeah.
You want to assume that there's no way that this news could be true. And it's the McDonald's on Fillmore is the one that's the closest to my place. That's the one that I usually frequent.
Oh, nice.
And I looked it up, and I'm scrolling through the menu. I'm like, where? They had a section here on the Uber Eats app dedicated to spicy nugs. Maybe they're no longer a special item. Maybe it's more of this. They've sort of been integrated into the normal menu, Kevin. So that's kind of how I start justifying in my brain. Maybe that's not why they're here. And I'm looking through and I comb through this menu for at least 2 hours, at least three times, like four back and forth, back and forth. Mm. And I'm not seeing any of these damn spicy nugs, Kevin. And people in my Twitch chat end up saying, yeah, they're gone now, Andy.
So
and
sad.
Then some guy goes, they're over here. I got them over here in my town.
This is stupid. Why would they do this? Why would they do this right now? You understand that I'm so stressed out right now. And yeah, they don't
binge eating would
zero,
help
they have
a lot.
Zero sympathy for
like
me.
I'll still do it, but like I'll be less happy about it.
And some people in the chat right now are saying Wendy's. I think it was it's me. BT says Wendy's spicy nuggets are still superior. And I know that you've got a little gold smiley by your name, which I think means you're like an Uber supporter of us. But I just need you to go to Funhouse and never come back, because that opinion right there is wrong. It's just wrong. The nug dome has happened, Andy, and we gave Wendy's nuggets a fair shake. They came in solid number two.
I'll say this though, Nick.
It's on Sunday, that's by Nick.
On Sundays, when it's Sunday time and it's movie time, and there's a really good movie that I want to watch at Tim's place. Usually, I watch all the interview movies here. Yeah. But sometimes if it's like a Nolan movie, for example, I'll go to
the home theater.
But my favorite thing is to be like, are we eating it? Are we getting any food? Tim said, no, we already ate, blah, blah, blah. So then I know that Kevin's going. And I go, Kevin, got a little spicy nugs action going here with Wendy's since I can actually order, because Wendy's is close to Tim's. And I ordered a lot of nugs just for myself and for Joey and Tim. And
nug policy.
It's just one of those things, Nick, where you forget the greatness of it. You forget how, until you go back and watch highlights of Michael Jordan, unless you watch highlights of Barry Sanders, mm-hmm. unless you watch highlights of Dan Marino, you forget how good they truly were. Mm-hmm. And then you watch and you're like, wow, they were in a league of their own at their time. Yeah. Nobody was competing with them at the time. It was dominant. And that's how I destroyed those nuggies. But Kevin, I'll tell you what though, man, the weekend sort of thing that I do, it's always nuggies. I get 1 a.m. and I'm a horrible human being. they make them so good all the time. There was such a good consistency at this McDonald's, which is shocking, because I know nuggets can be very, very iffy.
How do they dial the crispy up so hard? You know what I mean? And the integrity of the nug is still good.
Oh my God.
I feel like we don't give the frying employees at McDonald's and Wendy's and all literally all of our fast food restaurants enough credit, because sometimes they don't come out good. But for the most part, I'd say 95% of the time I've gone to McDonald's and gotten those nugs, it has brought a smile to my face and dietary distress to my lower half of my body, which is what you want, right? You don't want them to stay in your system for too long, because they will kill you.
I think it's so bad.
You want it out as soon as possible.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that train going through that tunnel over and over again. It's going to start to erode the walls.
I think it's so bad because I feel like I am very eroded inside. Whenever we talk about disgusting foods, people always go, oh, good luck in the morning, Andy. And like, I never have those problems. I think my body is just used to all of the torture and torment. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, at a certain point,
the hot Mick Jagger is like, cocaine doesn't do anything to him anymore. You know what I mean, Kevin? I'm at that point where, you know, I could down a bag of hot Cheetos
and nothing,
feel totally
right?
fine. and poop normally. Like, I'm very regular with my poops, but I'm never going to go like, oh, I got to go blow up the toilet because I ate spicy nugs. Like, I feel like I should be, and I'm worried that
I don't. But every time you go to Chick-fil-A, aren't you Dunskies?
But it's something I think it's something with the batter and how they
This show is so much better without Tim. Can we just vote on that?
Talking about we're like spending it's 10 minutes now
talking about
Andy's pooing habits.
I mean this, Andy, but let's round this out real quick.
Okay,
the thing. You have trained and you have trained your body to be a professional streamer. And that I think is just a normal part of it. You have to destroy your body with Monster energy drinks and nuggets and all that nice canola oil fat that's in your body to make yourself better so you can click heads. I think it desensitizes you for all the death and carnage you do online with Snowbike Mike.
You're so right. Yeah, like the damage I'm not doing in the toilet, I'm doing on the screen.
You're doing the screen, ladies and gentlemen, just like our amazing Patreon producers who supported this show this week. We got some new ones. James Davis, at James Davis Makes, Andrew Feistner. I'll call him Feisty Andrew Feistner. And then Jeremy Zuccarello, which is just the most Italian last name I've ever seen.
Can we call him the Feist and then figure out a nickname for somebody else, the Furious?
Well, Andrew can be the Feist, Feistner, and Jeremy can be
the
Furious.
Don't force it.
Too forced.
Yeah, like just give it time and the universe will deliver. You know what I mean?
That's very true.
The Feist and the Zuccarious.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. We'll pick him later.
Zuccarious sounds like he might be into animals.
Curious about zoos.
In a way that,
I'm curious about managing a Target. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Internet Explorers is brought to you by MeUndies and Blue Chew. But we'll talk about them just a wee bit later. And as a quick reminder, everyone, if you have Twitch Prime, hey, you have one free subscription. I'm sorry, Amazon Prime. You get one free subscription to Twitch Prime Gaming, which is $5 for us, free for you. And if you're watching this live right now and you haven't re-upped yours for this month, please think about doing that. Or think about giving it to one of your other favorite streamers out there, like the Nitro Rifle or Snowbike Mike or anyone out there that's in our friends group that's doing it. Bruce Green, I think, still streaming, probably still alive. Saw him on Halloween. In a funny costume. So that's all fun right there. Little housekeeping items right now. Oh, Kevin, don't flash that. You know what's funny though? Everywhere I go for the polls, just to talk about the election real quick, it's different. Like some people show them way ahead, some people don't show them way ahead.
It's one of those things that certain channels are being more conservative. Like a lot of people are counting Arizona, but
for like, Biden, right?
Yeah, and like yeah. I'm that was CNN, and it's one of those things where they're waiting because it's still 14% out.
238.
Yeah. It's
crazy. All right, that's enough about that, ladies and gentlemen, because you didn't come to watch Internet Explorer.
No, you did not.
Presidential election. Andy just got stressed out right there. He went to another place. Andy, come back from your happy place.
God, I was just vomiting all night, dude.
Come back from your happy place.
Were you really?
We're gonna have some fun.
No, I wasn't. Oh, okay. But I saw a great tweet. I forgot who tweeted out, but it was a little back and forth from Parks and Rec where they said everybody. It was like everybody this morning, and it was from the episode where they all got super trashed, and Adam Scott, the main good looking dude, talks to Leslie Knope, and he's like, she's like, how you feeling? He's like, oh great, you know, I ran a 5K this morning. Did you really? No, I've been throwing up in the shower all morning.
You know, that reminds me of that last time we went to RTX where all of us were getting blottered on the patio of the Fairmont Hotel where they had put us up. And we were all sitting out by that pool, and it was one of those fun times where all of us were like, we don't want this to end. The sun's going down. We're on our third
tulip
or whatever the fuck we're drinking, and everyone's getting a little schlubloinked, and then I was like, oh man, so cool, we get to sleep in. Our first panel's not till like noon tomorrow, and Gia's like, I'm running a 5K tomorrow, and I'm like, it's 150 degrees outside, and you're two bottles in with me right now. How? And she did it. She got up at like 6 a.m. and ran that 5K.
You know what I mean? That's like bullshit. There's no way that like
what
she lives
fuck?
A happy
what are you
life
trying to prove
when she does
there's
it.
No way no. You enjoy that, right?
Yeah,
no,
that's Kevin, what I'm saying. No. Like there's no way.
I equate it to watching a horror movie.
Yeah.
You can't have fun.
No.
Scary.
It's not fun.
But like, you know, which, it's physically demanding. So it's even worse.
It is true. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, some housekeeping right now. Kind of Funny Extra Life is happening this week. It is this Saturday. Friday, the community streams start at 1 p.m. Pacific time, and then we go live the following day on Saturday, I believe from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We have a whole schedule of events that I'm sure is probably up right now. If you go to kindoffunny.com/extra life, you can see our team and what our total is, and maybe our schedule is there, or maybe it's on our website. I don't know. I should know these things, but I do know one thing for sure, that I'm going to give you a little hint if you haven't seen it yet.
Little teaser.
I'm just going to put a little salt and pepper on top of the chicken right now, Andy, to get these people into the nice, fun restaurant. Me, Andy, Snowbike Mike, Call of Duty Warzone.
Oh, baby.
2 hours. How many wins do you think we can get in that time? I think 10.
Dude, I think we can probably, honestly, in all honesty, 2 hours, not a whole lot of time. I wish we were allotted at least 6 hours. Because of Call of Duty, these matches take
long. Move around the time. You guys could do it at night and go longer if you want.
Oh, we'll just keep going. Fuck them. They're going to play Mario. They're going to play some stupid game I've never heard of.
I got it.
Oh, look at that right there. Where are we at right now? So our goal, I think our goal last year was 100K, and we blew past that pretty quickly.
It says right here.
I'm sorry. Let me move it. We're at 76,000 right now.
That's insane. We
haven't even gotten, I haven't even gotten out of my pajamas. We're going to fucking save these kids. These big, beautiful, rotund kids. We're just going to wrap them up in a blanket and snuggle them until they go to sleep, Andy.
On their own accord, right? We're not going to...
No, we're not going to smother anyone today.
Got it. Okay, good.
That I know of. I mean, I don't know where the schedule is. Maybe
because if you know me, could put it up online. I'm very against, smothering kids. That's one of my stances.
I'm middle of the road on it.
I could be taken either way.
Well, it depends on the kid, right, Nick?
Oh, let's not go down this rabbit hole.
All right, that's a good call. That's a good call.
And of course, over on kindoffunny.com/store, we actually have a couple cool new items that I have here. Should I go get them, Andy? Should I model them for everyone?
Yeah, sure. Did you actually get the shirts? You got the stuff?
There's a whole box at my house.
Gonna fucking ever get merch from this goddamn company. The merch that I make, except this shirt.
This is how good of a producer I am, Andy.
Your shirt was Campfire Studios.
I should have been wearing this shirt today to pimp it off. Instead, I have it sitting over in the corner in a ball. Here you go.
Wow, look at that.
It's dope. It's really dope.
Much bigger than I thought it was gonna be.
There you go.
Wait, what, Kevin?
The camera was really big, but I got the jacket. Oh, you can't.
And I have the jacket here. You see? Here we go. The bomber jacket, which is nice because this new room that I'm shooting out of is a little bit cold because we're on the other side of a building now. We don't get any direct sunlight. So daddy's feet get a little cold.
Daddy's feet get a little cold.
Instead of sweating through my pits, I actually get to be a little cold. I get to wear some of our cool merch. I finally feel like Tim. You know, he's always worn.
Turn down the AC maybe a little bit?
Some sort of a jacket. No, it's not even on. It just gets cold. It's cold. You know what? It's that weather outside right now.
It's ice cold. You feel in your bones.
It's ice.
I love it. It reminds me of Christmas. I want
to
do is
I don't
want
to turn it on. I like to get that chill where you've been sitting in the cold for too long. And you go,
It makes me feel great, dude. If you know me, if you've ever slept with me, you know that I love fans. Yeah. You know that I love a loud fan, right? Just enveloping the room that I'm inside of, right?
Nick, and we both slept in the same room with him.
With Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't know about it, but yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of E3 in the sex dungeon.
Yeah.
Oh, that probably is the last time. I didn't sleep in that. I slept in the room that had no windows and just had black lights.
You're right.
I held Andy's foot the whole time I slept.
Book our rooms for E3.
such an impractical house, by the way.
It was great for parties. It was so hard to brush your teeth.
Just impossibly
we set up lights. It was fine. It was not meant for what we used it, and yet we got use out of it. You know what
but
I mean?
We kind of but in order but by set up lights like we hung a flashlight from the bathroom
in one of the rooms. I think in Nick's room because he went in there and he was like. He went from 0 to 60 very quickly. It was like, Nick, don't worry. I'm going to set up a big light. So I set up light for it. And then
I love my fans. I love being in a very, very cool room. But when it gets really, really, really cold, obviously a little too much sometimes. You couple a very cold room when it hits like 50 degrees and all that, and your room gets even colder. A cold room coupled with like a breeze is just like, I'm going to wake up coughing, sore throat, and all that shit.
Sure.
So I turn on the little heater. And I kind of like the mix of my room doing this tornado effect.
Do you have the heater on and the fan?
Yeah, you got to do it, Kevin. You put the fan behind the heater and you blow the hot air around.
But like, I don't do like crazy heat. I don't make it like overwhelming. It's just so that I'm not super cold. But every like, I'll get like a cool breeze and then warm, and then warm and then cool, and it's just kind of like all this. I don't know. It feels great, Kevin.
Sparkler 17 in the chat says, "I'm a big fan of Andy." I see what you did there, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's kick this show off. 20 minutes in. Let's talk about it. How many days until May 28th, 2021, Andy? 205 days left.
Ah, I thought you were going to guess.
I'm going to say this. Andy, how many days? You can guess. Go ahead.
282?
Very close. 205, Andy. 205 days left until the next Fast and Furious movie comes out. But I'm going to say this, and I know Tim's not here to stop me, so I'm just going to fucking say it. With all of the amazing songs that Vin Diesel is putting out, do we even need another Fast and Furious movie? Do we even deserve that? Because he's giving us so much gold. First off, let's kick it off right now with this first link that he posted on his Instagram. Are you Kevin? Can you bring this up?
It's up. Okay,
it's there it is. Amazing.
What does it mean? Wait, hold on. You know, you look at this and you're like, what does this mean?
He has the mind in the left and the right eye of a lion. That's what it means. He has the nose and eye of the lion.
It's a tiger.
Hold on,
right?
I need to zoom in on this because I hold on. I didn't know this is his account.
It looks like it is his account.
Oh my gosh.
He posted this.
Wow.
What did he say? He just said happy creative. That's it.
Yeah. And I don't know the
he's
context.
A happy creative.
I don't know.
It's like happy creative day or whatever.
He says that every Sunday, right? Yeah, and it was Sunday.
So I think he's trying. I think the thing is this: Vin Diesel's on we can all agree he's just on a different level than we are, right, Andy?
Yeah, I think he's operating on a different ethereal plane,
just a different frequency. Kevin, pull this next one up there. There you go. So this is
so good.
Is this real?
A real thing.
Did he pay for this?
Probably. I mean, I have to imagine he did.
But like,
so this is the two album arts for his two songs that are out currently, which are. Feel Like I Do and Days Gone, I believe, are the two songs. Now, Andy, I spoiled it for you because I couldn't help it.
You spoiled it for me. You couldn't fucking wait,
I couldn't fucking wait for that sweet, sweet yayo. This is just like creative cocaine right into my blood. The thing that I respect about Vin Diesel is that I don't get anything he does, but it's so charming to watch him do it that I think it's just, maybe I'm just not smart enough. I don't know. But what I want to do is Tim put a link here and said, make sure you listen to this next link. It's the YouTube video, I believe, of Days Gone, so we can both react to it. Kevin, have you heard this yet? Days Are Gone?
I have not.
Okay, so let's listen to this right now.
Really quick, I just want to preface this before we start the link. Nick sent this to me yesterday, and my first thought was that this sounds like 12 songs at the same time. And you know exactly what songs I'm talking about.
You both listened to it already?
I did, and I couldn't help myself. I played it for D in the car. I'm not even going to tell her what this is. And I just want to see if she'll just like read this like subconsciously as a normal song or if she'll pick up on what the hell's going on. And she started listening to it, and we were mid-sentence. She goes, "What the fuck is this? What are we listening to?" And I was like, it's Vin Diesel's newest song. And she goes, newest song? What do you mean newest song? And I was like, oh, he dropped his first song like 2 weeks ago.
Wait, so she doesn't watch Internet Explorers?
She doesn't even watch me when I'm in the apartment. She just kind of puts blinders on and goes, he's just doing his own thing over there.
Yeah, but I thought she liked me. I thought maybe she'd watch the show if
she loves you. She loves you. Honestly, if you said, Nick, I want to move into this place that you're in right now and we switch places, I think she'd be all for that. For sure.
Man, I would just stay in your office. I would just get the gaming PC. Anyway, listen to the song.
All right, let's go. Let's go. And this picture of him is terrifying. Do you see it? I remember not too long ago. We were counting stars and old. It sounds like Randy Newman got into dance music.
When everything pops in, that's where it's like, this is every song I've heard. Tuesday, I wonder where these days went. Wednesday,
Thursday, time. Just naming the days of the week. Chasing,
paycheck after paycheck as we gave it. The sunset took our place.
Yeah, here we go right here. You miss those days when we didn't know pre-chorus. Anything. Little pre-chorus, baby.
It's about to drop. You can feel it. It's about to drop like those cars drop from building to building in Fast 6, 7.
It's just every song I've ever heard, ever.
It's just Randy Newman. I think he got Randy Newman to sing this song for him.
It's pretty good, though. No, good. Keep it going, because this is where like
this is where it drops.
This seems like a lot of this. We're gonna have to cut this out of this show.
Like this riff just sounds like so many things I've ever heard.
It's just go, skip to the part where he's naming the thing. Wait. Yeah, this is just this is what you would expect to hear musically.
Yeah.
It does sound like you're playing two songs.
Yeah. Can you skip to the one? So Tim said to skip to one. What did he say here? 154, where he just starts naming, where he names the days of the week.
Oh, we're so close. I'll just play it.
Okay.
We're so close. Yeah, let's enjoy the ride. Not too long ago. Nah, fast forward it.
So bad.
I mean, it's 4 seconds away.
Okay, ready. Promising to never let it go.
Lexi Gunner, it needs more beats.
Yeah, okay, so we heard this. So he started it off with, you started off naming it Italy, out of order. And
why did he not say Wednesday?
I don't know. I don't know. All right, let's kill this. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching this on YouTube forever. And we had to cut that out, it's because Vin Diesel's song is too good to be in multiple places, unlike his beats where there are 400 to 500 of them just happening at the same time. Here's what I'll say. A lot of songs for me hit right off the bat. This one hit, but it hit on a different level, Andy. It hit on the level where it's just I just want to support him. So I'm going to keep listening to it. And I'm going to keep listening to all of his songs, and I'm going to keep goofing my wife with it, just teasing.
I can't wait till you just sit, one day you're going to be sitting in your car playing the song, not ironically, and you're just going to be like, oh I love him.
Oh, we're a week away from that, maybe 2 weeks.
We're one drop away from that. Yeah. Yeah.
He drops it again. You know what it's like? It's like, and I hate to compare this because... No, I'll just compare it, man. It's like NSYNC with me, where it started as a joke. And I was like, this is stupid. I'm not going to like boy bands. But deep down, I was like, I kind of like boy bands. And deep down, I just love Vin Diesel, and I just want him to succeed so much that I'm going to will myself to like his music. I'm going to will it.
The thing is, I don't think it's terrible, right?
It's not good.
It's not good, but I don't think it's like, terrible music. He's obviously auto-tuned to hell.
Yeah,
it's a very familiar sound because we've heard that sound so many times. But it's just the idea and the passion behind it that really, I don't know. It's endearing. The idea that he's so
inspiring.
Yeah.
Is it? Is it just one of those things where it's like there's too much power that he has, and not enough people being like, "Hey, this isn't good."
You think it's a George Lucas prequel situation where like he's got too many yes men around him? For sure, when he said I'm gonna start singing, for sure someone in his inner circle was like,
I don't think
you
so.
You smoke 2 packs of Pall Malls every day.
Ew,
like your
gross.
Voice
Pall Malls?
Does
Nick,
not
why would
lend
you
itself.
That?
It's because it's the dirtiest cigarette I can think of.
No, you nailed
like,
it.
Your voice does not lend itself well to
music.
People hearing you sing.
Yeah.
It's not a pleasant experience, and it's not going to necessarily have the desired effect. But this is what's so amazing about Vin Diesel is nothing he does is especially good, but he is one of the top grossing like artists on the planet. So clearly, I just don't know.
No, I don't know what art is. You're misunderstanding. It's not that he's good. It's that the stuff he makes or is involved with can be good. You know what I mean? And there's a subtle difference there.
No, I don't know what you mean. It's so confusing, and that's
like,
why I think I'm stupid. And he's a genius.
It's fun, and
it is.
And
fun.
Riddick is fun.
Riddick is awesome.
Yeah.
Riddick's
actually, but like, is he good in Riddick?
No, he's not.
No, he just stands around and looks tough, and a lot of times you're like...
He wears the funny goggles.
Yeah, they're cool goggles, you know?
But they're way too high on his forehead. They're always like right here.
If we were in his camp, I feel like one of us would have to break the news. Like, Vin, it's not easy hearing you speak.
But instead, someone was like, you know what you could do? Well, I guess he was like, I'm going to sing. And someone was like, yeah. Yeah, that will work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But hopefully just but like brushing it off. Like, yeah, sure, whatever, Vin. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. And like, can you go back to just smoking weed with Michelle Rodriguez on your amazing patio and making Instagram videos that make zero sense? Can you go back to that? And he's like, nah, dude, I gotta get a little piece of that Katy Perry pie. You know, I gotta get a little piece of that Taylor Swift pie. I gotta have some of it. You know, he's gotta have a little bit of everything. That's what I respect about the Diesel.
Speaking of Instagram videos that don't make any sense, I'm gonna link you to something right now. But
I didn't mean like that, Kevin.
I post this out like not
that, you know.
I meant a piece of the pie.
I know what you meant.
You're
just dirty sounded
mind.
Gross.
You're a dirty boy.
Saying.
Everybody in the chat, throw up the dirty boy emotes for Kevin.
Please don't.
Andy, what were you going to say? What are we looking at? What is this thing?
Oh, no, this is unrelated. I'm just prepping stuff that we will do. What? See, why is it?
Do you want to watch that?
I am posting this in the Discord, Kevin, or wherever I should put it. I don't know where you want me to put this.
Oh, we're gearing up for that. Before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to take a second to tell you about our amazing sponsors, the first of which is MeUndies. Hey friends, MeUndies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. You're a total badass, and what you wear should only accentuate that fact. I haven't seen that word written down in a while. Accentuate. MeUndies truly believes in empowering self-expression. Their pledge for 2020 and beyond is called MeUndies Gives, an initiative that supports those who have systemic barriers to their self-expression. By shopping MeUndies, you support causes such as LGBTQ+ communities, mental health and well-being, and women's rights. Right now, you guys know we're a MeUndies household. Tim's probably wearing them right now. Kevin, you got them on right now. Andy, you got them on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I reach over and grab a touch of these MeUndies, they're the softest thing ever. And they come in all sorts of cool prints. We love them. Greg wears them constantly. It's just the best out there. MeUndies offers classic colors to ridiculous prints. It's all so you can fully express yourself in your own unique way. MeUndies are available in a range of sizes from extra small to 4XLs. MeUndies believes you and your butt deserve comfort inside out, which is why they created the MeUndies membership. It's really great, just a great way to love on yourself. Each month replenishes your basics with styles that are anything but basic, styles that let you be the truest version of yourself right down to your core. Plus, enjoy discounted prices, controlled shipping, and exclusive early access. Love your butt and get the membership. Here's what the offer is right now for our listeners. MeUndies has a great offer for any first-time purchasers. You get 15% off free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no question. Again, here's that amazing deal. Get your 15% off your first order and free shipping. Go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Next up, we've got Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Ah, man, they should let me write these copies, dude. These guys are good. These are good. If you can benefit from more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fastest and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in a line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships directly, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. No awkwardness, and you don't have to leave the house. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code FUNNY. Just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com with the promo code FUNNY to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper choice. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. And remember, when you support our sponsors, you help make this podcast possible. So please be sure to use our promo code FUNNY at BlueChew.com. All right. Andy, back to what you were going to show us. What are we doing?
That's not it.
I put it in the Discord, Kevin.
Man, Kevin, every time you show me the screen, I just want fried food. It's like your default screen, and I just want it. Can the audience see that?
Yeah.
What are those? Fried shrimp?
No, it's Kevin's inside joke. It's his Buffalo Blast.
I don't want a clip on this. I don't know that I want to watch this.
We're watching it, bro. We need a counterbalance.
Hold on. Before we get into it, I don't want to make light of this or make fun of this. I just want people to know that people are concerned and about have Britney. Been concerned for a while about Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Bro, they've been concerned for Britney Spears for 20 years.
No, seriously, for the last, like, and this is a thing that, like, comes up in my household because Paula is, she actually is like, I think something's wrong here. So I've been hearing about this for a while. I want to say it's been, like, maybe 2 years of people being something's really wrong.
Yeah. It's been a long ass time, but this video I think was shared by somebody. A friend of mine, D from back home, and she posted this with like the emoji of like, that emoji, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. I'm gonna turn the audio
and,
on, okay?
And it kind of reminded me that like, oh yeah, like Britney Spears posts a lot of weird stuff on TikTok and Instagram, and it's scary, dude. Like I don't know what's happening to her.
Life has so many spontaneous gifts at each moment. Sometimes we need to learn to slow down and learn how to embrace them all. Anyways, I hope your summer was as good as mine, and God bless you all. Okay, so yesterday I felt like it was the beginning of fall. I pulled out all of my jackets, and then the next day it was really hot. It was very confusing. Anyhow, this summer has been so much fun for me. I learned so much, I laughed so much, I swam so much.
So her whole page. But
the most important thing that I did learn was that life has so many spontaneous gifts.
And that's it, right? There's nothing special about this video, but her whole page is just filled with either her dancing or these weird sort of testimonials, and it's just something's off, man.
Off. This doesn't look. Wow, I don't know. I don't even know how to deal with this. It looks.
I don't even want to play any of these because, like,
the ones with her dancing, it feels like she's dancing against her will.
Let's watch the one where she's dancing just for context. Because sometimes Vin Diesel posts and you're like, he's a little out of it right now, but then he brings it right back.
And that, like,
the ones in her living room aren't that bad, but the ones against that white screen,
the white wall does look like she's doing a testimonial for a cult, like Scientology or something like that.
It's so hard to explain, but there are.
Can you hear the audio on this one?
Sorry.
Give it another shot. But while I'm at it, I just wanted to let you guys know the 5 most important things that you need to bring when you go to the beach: a towel, oil, sunscreen, a dog, and a hat. I'm gonna go to my jacuzzi now. So this is the exact same bathing suit.
I don't know. Like,
this is disturbing. There's something.
There are stories about her, like there are articles out there.
So she was obviously unwell in the late 90s, early aughts, and her father has conservatorship over her, which means he can.
Yeah, she had a lot of issues.
Right, which means he has essentially control, I think, over the medication, and can like put her. Like the 5150, you know, like involuntary. Yeah.
She's, and that's the thing. I don't want to sound insensitive. I'm not joking about this. She seems heavily medicated in these to the point where I don't know what she might be on. I'm not a clinical physician or a therapist or anyone that can prescribe drugs. In fact, the only drug I use is caffeine and Taco Bell. But yeah, this does not seem, she but doesn't seem like she's there. And that's very unfortunate because, and I mean, it's her story is so tragic, man. She just got so huge so fast. And I think the paparazzi just this, you guys remember, this was like, she was one of the original, like they just would not leave her alone. And it fucking drove her insane. Like you could see her having that, like that, all the pressure mounting and everyone wanting to be a part of her business and her private life. It was just, I think it took its toll on her. Similar to how we've seen a lot of other celebrities.
L3GG says, isn't her sister fighting her father over this for control and management of her? So like, I know there's like some interfamily struggles about, you know, her management and her, I don't know. I just wanted to bring this to light because I much like Kevin, this has been going on for years. And it every once in a while, you'll see another article pop up of like, we're worried about Britney Spears, here's why. And you sort of, you know, dive into this article and you forget about it because whatever. Yeah. But every once in a while, a video of hers will resurface on my Instagram stories because a friend is like sharing it. And it just makes you go like, man, like something's up here. And I'm worried for Britney.
But she was
I just want to bring this to light. Now I know that the news is already depressing enough.
These loud ass things. Super loud.
Was she? Wait, what song was that?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, never mind.
That was super loud.
I thought that was Vin Diesel's song.
No, that would be amazing, though. I don't know that we should do this. I don't think we should put Vin Diesel's new beautiful song over any of Britney Spears' footage
because
be horrific. But that's unfortunate. And yeah, thank you for bringing that to my attention and bumming me out. Let's watch some pigs getting scrubbed right now.
Can we watch some cute news.
Yeah, this is an Instagram feed that I think me and Joey both follow called Thunderbolt Pigs, and they're just adorable. Don't click on the audio for these, Kev, because the song's gonna get us claimed. But apparently, you can just
That song's gonna be the problem, not the like 5 minutes of Vin Diesel.
Oh, that's definitely gonna get scrapped. That's definitely gonna get claimed on that one. But you know what? Hey, what are you gonna do, guys? You saw a reaction to it. We love him. We love Vin Diesel. He's a lovable scamp. If you know
look
what I mean.
Look at these little guys. It's crazy that that's also bacon. You know.
Oh, I mean, look, they're fun to pet. They're fun to eat. What do you want from me? They're the perfect animal.
That's the best type of bacon right there when they're like the young type that isn't really.
I don't think
it doesn't have any of the gross. You know what I mean? Like veal, when they talk about like veal with cows, where it's like, yeah, the baby ones. Those are the ones you want.
No. What? Veal.
I don't know where he's at here, but I'm with Andy.
But like veal is very tragic. And yeah, it's baby cows. But so I don't.
Oh, is it tragic?
Yeah, oh, it's super. They like keep them in cages, don't let them go out, so that the muscle. Doesn't
I'm against get veal. Structured. Then. I think
you should probably be against veal.
Look I've at this little guy. Look at this little guy.
Look at his little nose.
What is he doing?
Andy, I just watched David. Do you watch David Letterman's My Next Guest at all?
I watched most of the Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
One. And it's crazy because he's just Iron Man. Like He's just Iron Man. He's on stage and. Sure, it's a podcast of sorts, but it's just him being Iron Man, and he's so charming and funny. Yeah.
Did you get to the part where they were like, "Oh, well, let's go to my ranch in Malibu."
Yeah.
All my amazing animals. That's like my ideal life. Now I don't know how we get us there. I don't know how much money we need on Patreon to get me a like 15-acre plot of land in Malibu with a mansion and llamas. Alpaca. But that's what I'd like. And gaming PCs. I want a whole room full of gaming PCs that if you walk into it, you automatically just dehydrate.
Can you call it the cold room? Because it's refrigerated.
Oh, yeah. You know.
The whole room's going to be liquid cooled.
Yeah.
And it's going to be kind of Mr. Freeze theme from Batman and Robin.
And then you're like, well, it was cheaper to cool the room.
Than it was the computers. Yeah. You have to wear like a fur coat when you go in. Like those big weird places ones. In Vegas.
But all the condensation like fucks up the computers. It's like
you're constantly getting sparks right in your face.
From the computers. The computer's all wet and shit.
All right.
Yeah, that was a great episode though, and I love just seeing Robert Downey Jr. fuck around with David Letterman. They're just
his was good. And I watched Chappelle's the other night too. His episode was phenomenal.
Yeah, I need to watch Chappelle's. I haven't watched it yet.
He's got a lot of, you know, the guy's a fucking genius. Anyway.
Kevin, how big do these pigs go?
I mean, we saw about one laying down right getting there. No, they get much bigger than that. There was remember we saw hold on. Where's the actual clip you sent me?
I think it's up.
I legitimately thought like I was second. Following that
I
one photo.
Up, hold on.
That's okay. I think it was the second clip right there.
Yeah.
With him getting scratched.
Right. Give me one second. Scratches. All right, look, there's a big one. There's a big one. Hold on. Hold
That's
on.
A small one.
So cute.
That's a small one.
It's still a small one, yeah.
Look at under the
he likes scratches. Yeah. It's there not going to growl at you, Andy. That's
see, you see how big that gets? So gotcha. Medium-sized dog, I'd say.
It's size of a medium pit. Yeah, it's a pretty big
like
pig.
Gia-sized.
That would be if you picked it up. I mean, I don't want to compare these two. You're just talking like as far as size is concerned. Like
no, because there's that. There's the joke where the joke, there Gia thinks that she's a Gia thinks
the size
she's
of a medium dog.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand a lot of that, but she does do 5Ks.
Yeah.
God, that's crazy. Can you imagine willingly being like, all right, I'm gonna run 5,000 meters. You know what I mean? That's what 5K is. 5,000 meters.
That's how many meters it is. I never thought about that.
Yeah. 3.5 miles?
Yeah, something like that. That's about right. 3.5 miles.
It's stupid. Right. People who run, I'm just fundamentally, Kevin, there's two types of people. There are people who run and enjoy it, and then there's me.
Yeah.
I don't like running. I fucking hate it. I hate the feeling of moving my body in that way. I don't understand why people like it, and I think you're all crazy. Let's move on to this next clip. Andy, you put this in here.
I was like, I don't know whether we should play this right now just because of political tensions, but it's so fucking funny. And I wish Tim was here as well, because this is Tim and I definitely understand this, but Kevin will understand it. A lot of the audience will understand it. This is a phenomenal Donald Trump impersonator. Well, it's about Pokemon. The video is about Pokemon.
I like how you left everyone. You included everyone. Gio will understand this. Greg will understand this. Cool Greg will understand this.
Well, I mean, me and Tim grew up with Pokemon.
I know.
You were too old for it. It's okay.
And I don't feel as insulted.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's just so good, and it's so accurate, and all the you got to pay attention to all the mannerisms, it just sounds like a speech that Trump would do on stage, but he's talking about Pokemon, and it's so great. Go ahead.
The Elite Four. We beat the Elite Four, and as far as I'm concerned, that's the end of the game. But there are people in this country who are going to tell you that you have not beaten the game until you have caught them all. Until you have caught them up.
That's a really good Trump impression.
It's a terrible deal. It's a really bad deal. It is very bad. You are disenfranchising a lot of people when you tell them that they have not finished the game until they've caught the ball, because frankly there are too many Pokemon left to be acquired by trading. As far as I'm concerned, if your Pokemon is acquired by trading and it's not caught in the original game, it's not a real Pokemon, okay?
Like, suck air through your tongue.
And by the way, when they moving the goalpost, it used to be 151. And that was fine with everybody.
He's said, really good. Who is this guy?
He's a stand-up comedian, apparently. Course,
I'm following him.
Yeah, he's really good.
At Shrimp J-A-J.
But also, like, the argument that he is making is
pretty solid.
Fucking hilarious.
Can't argue with that logic.
Keep watching, because he talks about Pichu here in a bit.
From Nintendo, with all these fake Pokemon on it. They're not even in the game unless you glitch, okay? And we don't want glitches, okay? We're not people who do glitches. We like playing the game, okay? We want to actually play it. And then they do gold, silver, crystal. Sir, you've got 100 more Pokemon you have to catch. And I said, what the hell are you talking about? Pikachu has a baby now. We didn't like it. We thought that was... frankly, if you are adding in babies where there weren't babies before... That is not real, okay? That is not the original system.
Oh, my God.
This guy gets a follow-up. Dude, I don't know what he is, but he absolutely gets a follow-up.
It's so well, because it's like, not only does he understand how to do all the mannerisms and even the minor things, where it's not just the voice he's imitating, it's the
fucking of the air,
but
also the interrupting yourself over and over again just to make another point and then making another point.
The type of argument, like how he makes. Yeah, this is crazy. And the fact that he's doing this while he's driving, how second nature it is for him.
It's the nonsensical sort of the little like lines that he'll repeat. We don't like that. We don't like that. Like the little like he always does it twice. You know, it's like, God, everything is so spot on.
This guy's really fucking good. His name is James Austin Johnson. He's a stand-up comedian, actor on. He's on Future Man. Okay. Better Call Saul. He's been in Hail Caesar. And a bunch of other things.
Oh, he's Better Call Saul?
Yeah, apparently he's been on that.
Sucked.
Oh, wait. I think he's...
Kevin can't even... He can't stop himself, and I fucking respect it, Kevin. Gotta take a little bit away. He's too talented.
I'm trying to think of where he is. Oh, my God! He runs the bank. Holy shit. He's the bank guy that one of the bad guys goes to the bank and is like, hey, can I check the cameras? My elderly grandfather, he may have been here. He has dementia. And he's like, sorry, we can't release the camera information. And then he gets murked. And it's like so fucked up. But it's crazy that's him. It's like hitting me right now. That's awesome.
There you go.
Good for him.
He's very talented. Everyone go follow him. Again, that's @ShrimpJAJ. And his name is James Austin Johnson, JAJ. What do we got next, guys? Barry puts something about a cheese fountain in there. Did we watch this last time? Let's watch it now. This sounds fun.
No, but there's a sequel now. So there's
oh,
been
this is a sequel.
There's a follow-up. So here's the first one.
Is that cartoon looks good.
It's a chocolate fountain that he's trying to work with cheese.
Oh shit. Oh no. Oh no.
It bums me out because look at all the fun stuff he has to like get cheese on.
It just,
you know, he's got some fried chicken, some sort of balls.
This is gonna get everywhere in the room. This is gone.
Just an absolute disaster, right? Such a sad state of events. In 2020, we thought we were gonna finally have something good in 2020 and have melted cheese in a chocolate fondue thing. And let's watch the follow up because
Sorry, give me two seconds. I'm having trouble.
Oh, is there a follow up to this?
Yeah, there is, and I had it open, but it's gone.
Yeah, yeah. There may have been a redemption arc, Nick. Okay. Right? Okay. We may have turned the corner. We're turning the corner.
I'm not seeing it here. Did it disappear from the dock?
I just put that there. That was one that Barrett had. Maybe it's associated with this.
That's on there too. Mm-hmm.
This comes
maybe scroll down and see if he
it's in there somewhere.
Let's go to
his.
I could have sworn I just saw it up.
I saw it too. I feel like I also had it open. Give me 2 seconds. Let me hide this. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is. All right, found
there it.
There
it is.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, we already found
it.
That was quick.
So he needed to heat the cheese first because when the cheese coagulated, it got stuck in the gears.
Yep, when the cheese coagulated, it got stuck.
Kevin, that's looking good.
I would definitely put my finger in that right now.
Yeah, okay, so fingers crossed, right? Let's pray to Jesus.
That's gonna work.
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
It looks like it's going.
Yeah, but it's going real fast.
Yeah, it's going real fast.
Look how scared he is.
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on.
His face is so
perfect. Oh, there it goes. There he is. Is that how this works? It's like a
I love him.
What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful fucking thing the internet is, Andy. It's gorgeous.
We did it. I love how happy he is. I want to fuel that one day.
I wish we could see him dip things into it, though.
Me too, Kevin. I would love
to. I could check out. You want me to check out his Twitter?
Well, here's the thing. Here, let's wait. Before you go off this, let's take a look at what's on his plate. He's got these balls, but it looks like he ate the rest of the things already.
He took a little bit bite of
Well, it used to be three of those there. Now there's half of one. Yeah.
Well, you don't think this is the same day, right? Like,
I don't. I mean, we can compare outfits. I don't know. But I do appreciate he's got a giant, like Stein glass of what I assume is Coca-Cola or Diet Coke.
The outfits are definitely different. Very different. Yeah. The thickness of the little deep fried log seemed different too.
First off, go back to that guy, whoever posted that Twitter page.
Oh, I'm sorry. See the thickness of this log? Oh, that's two. It's two. Nick, it's two of them.
Okay. Well, he already ate 1.5 and they look good as fuck. I don't know what they are, but they probably have some sort of meat center. Go just scroll up real quick. I just want to give. Okay. Not going to be all there in a couple years. I want to give a shout out to the fact that this guy, Fred Schultz at Fred035 Schultz, has Ultraman as his profile picture and just a shot from Cannonball Run as the bear. And that's just great. If you guys know, if you know this movie at all, that should bring a smile to your face. Also, Andy, when are we growing mustaches?
Are we growing
mustaches? I mean, I know the movement, it's always like Movember, right? You always want to do that.
Because I got this big bushy beard.
Wait, but you got to get rid of the beard.
Yeah, I'll just shave it into a mustache for November.
You wouldn't do that. You've said that you wouldn't remove your beard for no reason.
I'd do it for money. A lot of money.
Well, it's a charity thing is the thing.
Yeah, like, so November, you're not. You personally won't
Can they give me the money? Can I be the charity?
No, that's not how that works.
Yeah.
Is that?
Because if you do it, we'll put it on the calendar. You got extra life right in the corner.
Cool.
With
a mustache.
Nick, trust me, if you were at all willing to shave any part of the beard, we would have to make that content. Because what else do we got going on?
We have nothing. Right? We literally have nothing. We talked about Chicken McNuggets again for 15 minutes at the beginning of this episode.
RIP, spicy
we're playing nugs. The hits. Baby. We're playing the hits, baby.
We're crushing life right now. Speaking of hits, ladies and gentlemen, we got some hits brought to us by you. This is the hashtag fun clip section. If you are a Patreon member at the bronze tier or above, you get the opportunity to write into our shows and submit clips for this show, just like Chris Bissette. No, Bissette. I'll just say Chris Bissette.
Yeah, Bissette.
Did. Yeah. He gave us three TikToks here. Kevin, let's pull this first. Well, you don't have to look at this. That was just the, oh, shit. I forgot we wanted to watch that. We'll watch that, Dan.
There's a couple things that on there that we're cutting, I guess.
Nah, no, we're just super long. We're about almost 55 minutes
there's
in the show.
Else after. There's, you know what I mean? We're fucking having fun. Kevin, ride the wave.
Kevin, that was
we're
a test.
We're having fun, dude.
That was a test, everyone. Let's ride the motherfucking lightning. This show's going to go for 2 hours.
I got a lot of graphics for you.
Big Nuts over there was like, we don't have anything else to do. And then suddenly you remembered you got fucking 8 hours of graphic work to do.
I didn't even know that I said we got nothing else to do. I verbally repeated the last thing that was said. Mm-hmm. So I think I did say it, but I didn't know what I was saying. You know,
Andy, like, you're preaching to the choir on this. Yeah. This is why people used to call me a flip-flopper, because you don't understand. My brain just picks up on whatever Kevin said last. I agree with it. Then Tim says I agree with it. If they're
I blanked out. I blanked out and I heard sounds that formed. We got nothing else to do, and I went, we got nothing else to do.
I got nothing else to do. All right, let's watch this first TikTok from Kevin or Chris Bissette. Excuse me.
Oh no! You got to move your hand. Move your hand. There you go. Now try it.
Oh shit!
That is delightful.
Like fear and like
and excitement. He's laughing and crying at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh man! See, this is the thing. You're like, it's so cute, and then flash forward a month later when he won't stop blowing into the thing, and then he cries and you take it away from him.
Oh yeah.
You just wait till he
also
falls asleep.
Am I crazy, or did he also eat some of that styrofoam cup behind him?
Oh yeah, little kids love styrofoam.
Man, this kid's getting eyes.
This kid's cracking up.
Head slap in the football game.
He's loving life. He loves it.
That was great.
That looks just like the laugh. Like I'm laughing off the pain right now. You know.
Yep. Definitely.
Laughing away the pain.
All right, let's go to the next clip. He gave us three TikToks here. Let's go to the next one. Oh, what's happening here?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, the song.
I'm a lemon whisper in your ear. Tell you something that you might like to hear.
I think that was Packer's house speaker, that dog look.
Tell you something that you might like to hear.
Like the teeth kind of sticking out. And
all right, that was enough for that one.
All right, great. I gotta be honest with you guys. I've done this show for a couple of years now. That is the best fun clip I've ever seen. I hope this doesn't get cut out, because that song is very.
Tell you something that you might like, dear.
The way the dog's like looking at his face too.
What's he doing?
There is so much comedic value in when you can see the white in the dog's eyes.
Yeah, because it's rare.
It makes me laugh when a dog's just standing around and kind of like just looks around. Like it makes me laugh.
It's like, what are you thinking, you sneaky bastard?
They look so silly. Yeah, they look
so
silly.
Funny. All right, let's watch the third one that he got. Last one.
Customer service. Your call will be monitored for quality assurance. To speak with a representative, please wait on the line, or to decrease wait time, moan extremely sexually. Hi, my name's Derek. How can I... Hi, my name's Derek. How can I help? Thank you for calling our customer service.
That's really good.
All right,
our next clip.
I mean, man, that audio really fucked me up, because like it was stereo.
Yeah.
It really freaked me out.
I thought someone was standing to my left. I was like, what's going on here? All right, kid_bucko gave us this next one. This is from Twitter.
Come show Jennifer. Look, Jennifer.
Oh my god. Oh, there's two.
Every time this gets me. Oh my god.
Do they do these for bigger dogs?
When the other one looks to the left.
It's so good.
When the other they look like little Ewoks, when the other one looks to the left, it looks so funny. And when you blur your eyes, it's so scary.
The running is so good. Right,
I love that one.
They both.
I love the one in the back.
There's nothing. That, I've literally seen clips like this for like the past 10 years since they started doing these costumes. They're all great. Keep them coming. For God's sake, we need this.
It looks so funny. It's standing so tall in the light. So I love it. Very good.
All right. Wisemart gave us a couple more. He gave us one, and then he gave us, for context, another. But we don't need
quality assurance. Sorry, hold on a second. Sorry.
Oh, God. It scared me.
Yeah. Wisemart. I think maybe these are the cheese ones.
Are they the cheese ones? Oh, maybe they are the cheese ones. Let's take a look.
They are the cheese ones.
Oh, they are the cheese ones. Okay, for context. That makes sense.
That's
well,
why
we've watched
really
those off already.
Cool.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's been your Internet Explorers. We'll watch this next week when Tim's here, because I want to get his impression of this trailer. I think it's actually looks pretty funny, and
it looks pretty funny, man.
It's twisted.
It looks really twisted. I don't know. I kind of like it fits.
Let's save it.
Yeah. Let's. All right. Yeah.
Let's save it for Tim.
We'll save it for next week. It's coming out in like 2 days too, so maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. Let's save it for next week, because then we'll pimp it out and people can go watch it. That'll be good. It's in select theaters, but maybe people can go see it. Or virtual cinemas nationwide. Perfect. That's great. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been your Internet Explorers for this week. Andy, Kevin, I've had a great time.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Everyone came in.
Remember, everyone, if you have Amazon Prime and you're watching this and you haven't done it yet, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription, and we'd like that to go to us. If you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to our channel and leave a comment in the comments below. You can really, it's this show, you can say whatever the hell you want, and as long as it's funny, intuitive, or just is not a waste of time, we really appreciate it. And if you're listening to this on podcast services, hope I'm in your ear. Andy, Kevin.
Sorry about the Britney Spears stuff.
No, that's okay. I mean, listen, we don't always have to have fun. We sometimes could just drag people down and make them super depressed, especially
on
today.
Yeah, like we're already sad, and I feel like that kind of like that was brought kind us of even further down. So
yeah,
it was
a tough one. No, but like
I'm concerned. You know?
It's some real stuff that, like, honestly, I feel like most Americans don't know about. And like Britney Spears was American treasure. You know what I mean?
She still is, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. She still is. Until next week, keep surfing.